On October 11th of 1889, a story appeared in the Knoxville Journal and Tribune, a paper out of Tennessee. It started, as many ghost stories do, with a family. They had just moved to Woodville, Texas, into an old house that had been empty for many years. The father was only known as Mr. Z, and he was married with the wife, an adult daughter, and a son who was about 7 years old. They had only been in the home for about a week, though, when everyone was startled one night by the sound of the young boy screaming. The boy bolted down the unlit hallway into his mother's room, where he showed her the sleeve of his jacket. "Oh, Mama," he said, "somebody with their hands all wet caught hold of me." She did her best to calm him, but gasped at the sight of a bloody handprint on the white linen fabric. Now, her husband, Mr. Z, had been on the porch during all of the commotion, and he rushed inside to see what she had found. She explained what her son had told her and showed him the red imprint on his jacket. He then conducted an impromptu investigation of the home and its occupants, including the servants standing on the back porch. They swore they had nothing to do with creating the handprint, nor had they seen anyone coming or going from the property. The boy's parents, devoid of any clear answers, decided to wait and see what would reveal itself over the coming days. Clearly, there had to be a reason for such a bizarre occurrence. About 1 week later, around 10 o'clock at night, Mr. Z heard screaming coming from his daughter's room. He bounded toward her door and burst inside, only to find her terrified beyond words. Once she had finally calmed down, she explained how she had been standing in front of the mirror in her nightgown, braiding her hair, when she spotted something on her shoulder in the reflection. It was a hand, bloodied and dismembered. She tried to flee the room, but the hand held her in place so she couldn't move. And there, for her parents to see, was a handprint in bright red blood, right where the young woman said the hand had been resting. Mr. and Mrs. Z decided the best course of action would be to send the children to stay somewhere else until they could figure out what was causing these handprints to appear. Mr. Z asked the home's original owner, Mr. O, if he had any information that might help shed some light on the situation. And Mr. O told him that he had bought the house from another family 8 years prior. They had left in a hurry and never looked back. After the ordeal with the daughter, sightings of the bloody hand or evidence of its presence dried up. Perhaps Mr. Z and his brood had gotten through the worst of it, and they'd been spared from any further incidences. Sadly, they were wrong. Things only got worse after that. Late one night, Mrs. Z woke up to the feeling of cold, damp fingers running across her face, and whenever Mr. Z walked into a darkened room, he got smacked on the head with something hard. The servants all reported problems in the kitchen and throughout various parts of the house. Dishes would inexplicably be tossed on the floor, red handprints would be found smeared on the walls, and freshly cleaned clothes also bore the bloody mark of 5 disembodied digits. Loud sounds and incessant doorbell ringing also kept the household up all night. Thinking that someone might be behind these horrendous actions, Mr. Z bought a dog to keep watch at night. And then, one morning, the family awoke to find the beloved pet dead on the floor. Its eyes were frozen in horror, and its neck had been broken. Soon, whatever was tormenting the family stopped waiting for the sun to go down to strike. One day, Mrs. Z was grabbed by her hair by an unknown assailant and pulled from one room to the next throughout the house. It wasn't until she started reciting the Lord's Prayer out loud that the entity let her go, filling the room with an agonizing moan. The final straw, however, came one evening while Mr. and Mrs. Z were sitting on their porch in conversation. The husband caught sight of something at his feet and hushed his wife, pointing toward the floor. There, surrounded by an eerie blue glow, was a severed hand. It had been cut off at the wrist and was writing something with its index finger. When it had finished, the hand leapt into the air and burst into flames, vanishing before their eyes. Mr. Z fetched a lamp and held it above the wooden plank floor. And there, in blood, the hand had scrawled out the words, "The wicked cry rest, 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 and there is no rest." Without warning, something ripped the lamp from Mr. Z's grasp and threw it to the floor. The glass shattered, and as the article put it, shrieks and wails, sad and terrible beyond describing, filled the air. Mr. and Mrs. Z ran to a neighbor's house for safety as they watched their home go up in flames. The fire from the lamp had set the place ablaze, all because some unknown spirit had wanted them gone by any means necessary. This episode of Lore Bites was produced by me, Aaron Mankey, with writing and research by Harry Marks and music by Chad Lawson. Lore Bites are a perk offered only to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes each Wednesday morning. And be sure to follow the show on YouTube, Threads, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.